Our scripture reading this morning will be from James chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. So if you're willing and able, please stand for the reading of God's word. This you know, my beloved brethren, but let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Please pray with me. Oh Lord God, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for the power of your word and the work that you're doing in us through your spirit and your word. And we pray, Lord, that you would teach us now as we look at this passage. Lord, we pray that you would open our eyes and our hearts that we might understand and that we might live and do what you have instructed. Lord, that we would cherish what you cherish, that we would love what you love. Lord, we pray that you would bless our time now in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's been a few years back, but I remember when I was preaching through the book of Proverbs that, and maybe it seemed this way to you too, but it felt so often like I was constantly teaching the same lesson on humility. Just humility, it just seemed to be a reoccurring theme in Proverbs, and it is. But really, as I continue to study and preach through different books of the Bible, really you see that humility is not just a theme of Proverbs, but really throughout all of Scripture. God wants us to be humble. God wants us to be humble. Now, we understand when we think of humility, being humble, we understand that there are certain circumstances in life that that we need to be humble. You may think of childhood and how, yes, of course, children need to be humble. They need to listen and obey their parents. And that makes good sense to us. And we may even think of other circumstances as adults. You know, maybe you're starting a new job and you have a lot to learn. And so you need to be humble. You need to be teachable. And we can recognize that there are certain circumstances in life that we easily recognize that humility is needed, that we should be humble in this circumstance. But what we find in the Word of God is that God wants us to be humble, not in just a few particular circumstances in life, but He wants humility to be a characteristic that we display in every area of life. Whether we are the child or the parent, the student or the teacher, young or old, peasant or president, God wants us to be humble. Now in verse 21 of our text this morning, James says, "In humility receive the word implanted." And that really sums up quite well what this section is about. 19 through 21 is all about the word. It's all about receiving the word. And we'll see as we look at the passage that humility is key every step of the way. Humility. And so I pray as we look at these verses that God would humble us, that we would be humble, that He would convict us of the sin in our lives and would continue to turn us from our sin and continue that we might continue to receive the Word. So the title, Receive the Word. Now, as I mentioned before, this passage is all about the Word and humbly receiving it. But before we dig into this passage, first I want to clarify what this passage is not teaching. Because certainly in life there are phrases that we hear that make us think of things that is not the case. And so I just want to clarify a few things here. First of all, you know, you hear the term receive the Word, and it may make you think of the conversion experience. You know, some people use phrases such as you need to receive Christ, or you need to receive salvation. But if you look at the context, you can see clearly in verse 21 when it says, in humility receive the Word, it's not speaking of conversion. First of all, James is writing this to believers. To believers. To those who are already saved. Those who have already come to Christ. So James is obviously not calling unbelievers to come to Christ here. He's speaking to believers. Secondly, conversion was already referred to in verse 18, right before this. In the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that he might be, as it were, the first fruits among his creatures. So God saved us by his word. We are born again. Verse 18. So now, in verses 19 through 21, James is speaking of what comes after we've been redeemed. And he's saying, so now that you know God and you've been born again, now, he says, he gives this instruction, receive the word. Next week we'll look in verse 22 at being doers of the word. But for today, the lesson is that we receive the word. So just to be clear, as we get into this passage, James isn't calling unbelievers to the Lord here. He's calling believers to cling tightly to the Lord through his word. So it's not a call for the pagan to receive God's word, but a call for Christians to receive God's word. And humility is key. It doesn't matter if you're a new convert, a babe in Christ, or whether you've been following the Lord for decades. This call is for all of us in humility to receive the word. So let's start with verse 19. Verse 19, this you know, my beloved brethren, but let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Here James gives us these three instructions. But let's start with the beginning of the verse. This you know, my beloved brethren. What is this that you know? What's he speaking of here? He's referring to the power of the word that he spoke of in verse 18. You know and have experienced the power of the word unto salvation. You know that there is power in the word, power to transform you to a new creation. It's as if James is trying to say here, my dear brothers and sisters whom I love, you know firsthand how powerful the word is. You know because you have been brought forth by the word in 18. So now, he says, let me tell you, God is not done using the word in your life. The word is not only powerful unto salvation, but powerful in sanctification and transformation. James is teaching us here that the word saves us. and the Word keeps us. Now, certainly, the Word saves us and the Word is saving us. Certainly, this is not in the sense that you lose your salvation and need re-saved by any means, but that God is using the Word to save His people, and then God continues to use the Word to transform our lives, to make us more and more like Christ. So the Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is so powerful. And it's important for us, even after we've been redeemed. And that's why we're called to receive the Word. Receive it. And so He gives us these three instructions, which are all part of humbly receiving the Word. And so as we look at each of these three, we need to understand it's in the context of the Word. These are not just general instructions like what we might see in the Proverbs, but these are specifically applied to the Word. The first one, let everyone be quick to hear. Be quick to hear the Word of God. The idea here is not just to be listening to the Word of God, but apply yourself to listening to the Word of God. Take action. Don't just sit back and coast. Be quick to hear. Be deliberate in seeking the Word of God. Take initiative. You know, 1 Peter 2:2 says, like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the Word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. That's it. And what a perfect picture. I mean, recently we have had a newborn baby in our home. And one thing about a newborn baby, they are laser focused. They want to be fed. They want milk. I mean, you cannot distract a newborn baby with toys. Give them a pony if you want. They don't care. They want milk. They want milk. And God, in His perfect design, He's given them this desire to want to eat. And in His design, the milk is a blessing to them. As they drink the milk, it causes them to grow and they get stronger. But understand, brothers and sisters, the same is true for us. The same is true for us. God has given us a hunger for His Word. And God works in such a powerful way through His Word that as we feed on His Word, we are edified and nourished, strengthened, and we grow spiritually. There is nothing better for a baby than their mother's milk. And there is nothing better for God's children than God's Word. And so the lessons of humility just keep coming. I mean, we're learning from babies this morning. And we should learn the lesson. To long to learn, to hunger for the Word, be eager to grow in God's Word. And as we do, we will grow in our faith. We'll be strengthened. This lesson is so important. It's so important. I mean, I've been a Christian for many years, and sometimes I'm in the Word more than other times. I'm sure some of you can relate. It's not always as consistent as we would like it to be, or as we know it should be. But we need to take this to heart. we need to take this to heart, because sometimes, I'll tell you what happens. I'm sure you can relate. But sometimes what happens is this. You know, I know the Lord. I know the Lord. And I've been walking with Him for years. And I have read the Bible numerous times. And I've been blessed with solid teachers in my life for years. And right now, I'm just kind of busy. It's a busy season right now. And maybe I don't see right now as much of a need to be in the Word. And there's so many other things that are pleading for my attention. I'm sure you're all familiar with this common scenario. But what's going on? What's going on if not pride coming in? We need to humbly recognize our constant need of the Word and receive the Word by being quick to hear God's Word. I'm going to tell you some things you already know, but I'm going to mention them because sometimes we act like this is true even though it isn't. Okay? God's Word is not some extra vitamins to take when you're feeling a little sluggish. God's Word is not medicine to take if you're sick. God's Word is daily bread. Daily bread. It's milk for a baby. We need it every day. We need it every day to live. We need it every day to live. Now, if you're like me, it isn't that you don't want it. It's that your pride comes in and tells you that you don't need it as bad as you really do. But we do need it. It's important. So humble yourself and be quick to hear the Word of God. Read the Word. Listen to the Word preached. Listen to the Word in songs. Use technology if that helps you. But find ways to listen and feed on the Word of God. So be quick to hear. Number two, then, slow to speak. Slow to speak. We should all be slow to speak the Word of God. Now, doesn't that sound strange? I mean, at first, that sounds really strange. I mean, don't we want to share the Word with others? Of course we do. But really, just as quickly as we should be to listen to God's Word, we should be just as slow to offer ourselves to speak for God. The idea here is that this is God's Word. And we want to be very careful in speaking it. This concept is nothing new. You know, because of the great significance and reverence we have for God's Word, we should be slow and reluctant to offer ourselves or others in the place of preaching and teaching the Word. I mean, this is partly why a new believer should not be an elder or given the pulpit. There needs to be time to learn and grow and mature and prepare. Just because you love Christ passionately doesn't mean you should be preaching His word. James 3:1, let not many of you become teachers, my brethren, knowing that as such we shall incur a stricter judgment. Let me share a few things with you about preaching. Every Sunday that I come up here to preach, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Every time. It doesn't matter how many times I've already done it. Every time I come up here to preach, I'm nervous. And it isn't that I don't like public speaking. That's not why. It's that I'm speaking God's word. You know, if I was going to get up here and give a lecture on butchering, let me tell you what I could do. I would not need to prepare at all. I would not need to make any notes. I could just come up here and completely wing it. But it would be a great lecture. And I could just tell you, and I would just enjoy standing up here, and I could just go on and on over an hour and just tell you all of the parts of a beef and all the things we do and just go step by step through the whole process. But that's not what's going on up here. That's not what we're doing. Instead, I've spent hours studying and preparing, and I come up here to open God's word and preach it to you. It's a terrifying thing. It's a terrifying thing. And so each Sunday that I come up here, even though I've studied and prepared, even though I have all my notes right here, I come with reluctance and fear. Fear that I might misrepresent God's word. Even this week, as I was being reminded of the fear and trembling involved in preaching God's word, as I'm studying this passage, even this week, Friday night, I was just tormented with this reoccurring dream, and the dream was that I kept dreaming over and over all night that it's Sunday morning and here we are, I'm showing up to church and I'm preaching and I haven't prepared a sermon. I hadn't prepared a sermon. Oh, this is so terrifying. Why? Because it's God's word. Because it's God's word. We need to be slow to speak the word. You want to be ready. You want to be prepared to speak the truth. My prayer, I don't know if I've specifically shared this with you, but my prayer that I've prayed for years, I'd call it my preaching prayer, and this is the prayer that I pray all while I'm preparing my sermons and studying. And as I come on Sunday morning to bring the word, I pray this prayer, that I pray, God, please give me the words to speak. God, help me to preach your word accurately and passionately for your glory and for the benefit of your people. Oh, may God keep me from preaching his word passionately but not accurately. to preach the word cannot be taken lightly. And so you see the humility once again, not only the humility in listening to the word, but the humility in speaking the word. We should not be quick about speaking the word. Our attitude should never be, "Here I am. Where's the microphone?" The word of God is far too significant for us to have a proud or careless attitude about proclaiming it. Number three, then, be slow to anger. Be slow to anger toward the word. This is speaking really of our reaction to the word. The word of God is not just encouraging and strengthening and uplifting, but the word of God is convicting. The word of God shines light on areas of your life that you're not proud of. Areas that maybe you're even intentionally trying to hide. You know, it's like when you're supposed to clean your room and you, instead of putting everything where it goes, you just cram it all in the closet and shut the door. And the word of God is opening that door. And exposing the mess. Except it isn't a messy closet. It's sin in your life and in your heart. So don't respond to the word with resentment, with hostility or rejection. And you can see once again the importance of humility in receiving the word. It is not all fun and games. It's not always enjoyable. It can be painful. The word can force you to deal with difficult issues in your life. But we need to be humble and submit to the word and not be angered by it. Then verse 20 says, "For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God." Again, speaking of man's anger toward the truth of the word. Our own self-will and resentment of the truth of God's word does not achieve the righteousness of God. Listen, man's anger does not bear good fruit. It does not bring about or accomplish in our lives what is good and right. But we need to submit to the word of God. We need to be humble. And as we submit to the word of God, through the power of his word, God works his righteousness in us. A true and pure righteousness, not this facade that we try to put on and in our own self-righteousness. Verse 21 then, "Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls." Putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness. It's like taking off your dirty, filthy clothes. It's purifying, it's cleansing. Laying aside the old self to put on the new self. You see, our sin hinders the righteousness of God from being produced in our life. We need to understand this and we need to be reminded of this all the time, but the word of God will show you your sin. The question is, what will you do with it? What will you do with it? Don't get angry. Don't make excuses. Rather, get rid of it. Get rid of your sin. Get rid of the evil vices in your life. We need to understand that following Christ isn't just a bunch of adding good into your life. It also involves taking out the trash. Get rid of the sin in your life. I would encourage you, if you are in the Word and you're trying to grow and you're seeking the Lord and you just feel distant from Him and like you're just not getting anywhere and you're not growing, I would encourage you to consider, is there sin in your life that you're not dealing with, that you're hanging on to? You haven't been willing to give it up. It's getting in the way. In humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. Humility is key. Receive the word with a gentle and teachable spirit. Receive it. Long for it. Look for it. Seek it. God uses the word to save us, and He uses the word to grow us and keep us. In conclusion, God's word is so powerful, isn't it? I mean, just even as Steve read through the call of worship this morning in Psalm 119, he didn't even read the whole chapter, but over and over and over we see the power of God in His word. He brought us forth by the word of truth, and He strengthens us and purifies us. He prepares us and transforms us by the word. So may we be humble and receive the word. In all the days of our life, may we seek to feed on the word of God and humbly submit to God and walk in obedience to Him. Remember the newborn baby longing for milk. A newborn that isn't distracted by toys. They want the milk. It's a lesson for us. How many of us get distracted by toys of every kind? But like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. May God give us grace to receive the word, that we would humbly accept all the rebukes along with all the instructions that God gives us. The power of the word is not just for saving us, but for transforming us each and every day. The challenge is real. I mean, it's so wonderful to come here on Sunday morning. It's part of our routine. It's what we're convicted that the Lord wants us to do. But then we go home, and we've got day after day, and maybe it's a busy week. Whatever it is, there's all these things, life, that just fills up. And we got to keep our priorities straight. Where is the Word of God going to be in your priority this week? I'm going to want to. But where is it going to be? May God help us to prioritize. There's so many wonderful things we can fill our week with this week. But will we feed on the Word of God? Will we receive the Word in humility? Let's pray. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for these reminders. Lord, we need them. Lord, we thank you for your word and how powerful it is and all that you accomplish through it, Lord. What a blessing it is to us. Lord, we do pray that we would be quick to listen, that we would be deliberate, that we would be intentional in seeking your word, that we would grow closer to you and in reverence to you. Lord, we pray that we would be slow to speak, that we would be slow to anger. Lord, we pray that you would be at work in our hearts, that as we read your word, that we would understand it, that we would accept it, that we would not fight against it or try to twist it to accommodate what we want. Lord, we thank you for the work that you are doing in our lives, and we thank you, Lord, for all the different activities and responsibilities that we have to do this week. And yet, Lord, we pray that you would help us to make your word a priority, that you would help us, Lord, to find that good and right balance, that you would, through your word, grow us closer and closer to you, all for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.